What is the connection between respect and appreciation? What is the connection between respect and appreciation? Both respect and appreciation are spiritual capacities. States of being. I am having a lot of insights lately. Of course, it was predictable. I am running an experimental workshop. It is driving up the questions. When you have questions, relevant questions, you are going to get insights. You ask irrelevant questions, you will get no insights. Anyway, the circumstance this morning was this: I accidentally double paid for a course. Sent a support request to get a refund, and they answered that their policy was to talk to me, to make sure I was who I said I was. I have been fuming about this. I mean, my lower parts are fuming, and I, the self, have been observing it with curiosity. Very strong emotions, by the way. What is it that is offending my lower self? I have found that the company in question is inconsistent in its dealings with people. Say they are for me. But I paid for their product. Accidentally I double paid. They accepted both payments. But now, they are making me jump through hoops for them to transfer the money back to the same card it came from. Feels inconsistent with who they said they were. No trust. It hurts. It feels like disrespect. So it seems that respect is very important to the lower self. I mean, my inner team, ego, soul, emotions, just wasted more than half an hour in this muck and mire, anger, disappointment, being put out, etc. So that is respect. Or at least what is respect when it's missing? It is being seen for who I am, for what is important to me, and not through their judgment, or through their self-interest. But the company. A bunch of people, owner, employees, can't give a flying fig about what's important to you, or how you want to be viewed. They don't have the driftwood/respect capacity, and most likely neither have you. They can't give that. Because it requires a capacity to be open. And a linchpin capacity at that. One of the capacities that cannot be opened and used is the capacity of appreciation. So what is appreciation? The way I teach appreciation, the capacity, it is different from how you have had it. I teach that appreciation is being able to look at something, anything, and value it accurately, on a -100 +100 scale. But value it nevertheless. Instead of fighting it, saying it's wrong. The usual crap you do. Yes or no. Binary. Rejection. But as I was pondering this, it occurred to me, that your knee-jerk reaction to things won't allow you to appreciate anything. Given that we are now working on a knowledge/strategy/execution model, your lack of ability to place a value, and on binary value on something will make you do another jump into the middle of execution, without knowledge, without strategy. Smack into the middle. Jumping into pool without preparation, much like jumping into the deep pool without learning to swim, without having rescue people present, without a floating belt. You'll sink. And that is exactly what happens when you have no appreciation for models, for others' hard work, for what other people did who went before you. Or for swimming. The depth of the water, learning and strategy. Fun swimming, you are looking at the reflection of yourself, and you think to yourself, what do they know? Because you don't look at them, from the sideways view, you are looking at yourself projected to them, and because you don't know much of anything. Or because you are not much of any value, that is what you project onto them. Like they are just like you. And your lack of respect to the person who is willing to go through a process, so he can teach you. Oh no, you know better, and you will cut corners. Or oh no, why bother creating a strategy, or learning what there is to learn, I'll just wing it. Or in case of a spiritual capacity, why bother spending the time learning about the being the capacity allows, why create a strategy to make it grow roots in your being, and why do the steps that are needed? In the worst case, you'll just ask me to activate it again. You are stupid, and all you can see is stupid around you. You can't have respect for something you see, or even pay money for. Because your lack of respect for yourself will decide who and what you respect. Catch-22, if I have ever seen one. Can you get out of this catch-22? We shall see. Some 20 people are still in the game. And all I hear back is silence. Dead silence. Are people waiting for me to do it for them? Yes, that is exactly what they are doing. But I have a surprise for you. No one can do it for you, and everything you have ever wanted cannot be given to you. All capacities, all riches, all love, all health is co-creative. For example, my avatar state activators. What is the avatar state? It is caused by a vortex, a big energy vortex that is strong enough to move you from horizontal to vertical position. And when you are in the vertical position, you have a different view of everything. If you look. If you don't, then the energy is wasted on you. If you are of the persuasion that the energy is going to show you what you need to see, then your relationship to life is passive, and you are a taker. But it does you no good, you need to pull what you want to see towards yourself, and look some more. So you can see what you haven't been seeing. Value. The order of the world. Yourself. The other. Whatever it is you can see when you are temporarily in the vertical position. Just playing the avatar state activator in the background won't do it. You have to be present to your vertical position from time to time, and look. Look specifically at people, situation, incidents, emotions, work, etc. that you have been seeing only one way, through the eyes of "and what have you done for me lately?" If you can commit to do this, then you can buy the Driftwood Avatar State Activator. It's priceless if used the way instructed above, and worthless noise, if you don't use it. Go to step 2 https://www.yourvibration.com/1/driftwood/. P.S. Can you activate the Driftwood/respect capacity if you only do it so you can have appreciation and therefore make more money? Muscle test says yes to that. The Driftwood capacity is a linchpin capacity. It's like a gatekeeper that keeps the riffraff out of heaven. Why you would be riffraff? Ask heaven. Ask what, in heaven's point of view, makes one worthy to enter?